Collective.
Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, hypnotherapist and author, Dr. David James.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Ben Karen. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Getting ready for our guest today, I was reflecting upon a couple things that I have recently discovered that are tied into things that I have been working with, maybe even battling all my life. That I remember as a child, and of course, we remember the things that we need to remember because they either stick with us or that's part of our path or because they bugged us so much. I remembered things like my father saying, "You'll never be a singer. You don't have a good voice." And one of my aunts saying, why are you trying to get people's attention for? Nobody wants to listen to you. No one will ever want to listen to you. And little things like that. And another thing is like, I wanted to be me. Like they'd say, well, what do you want to be? And I just want to be me. Why can't I just be me? So wanting to be me, wanting to be heard, wanting to have a good voice were things that I must have decided as a child that I was going to go for in my life, wanting to be seen and being thought of as successful and all of that. And many people have stopped me. And now as a life coach, people say, wow, you know, you're like you. I mean, what would Filippo do? And you've done so much and you're so successful. And they say things like this to me. And if I look back at so much of what I've done, I could technically agree with them. The funny thing is that in my process of wanting to be all of that, I never told myself that I was all of that, either to begin with, but certainly now, to whatever extent, to whatever success, I am that. And I never told myself that in my unconscious. So even today, or not today, but up to recently, I was still wanting to be that guy, wanting to be seen that way. People have told me, oh, you have such a beautiful voice. For the longest time, it's gone in one ear and out the other because I didn't believe it. And I kept striving to be something even that I wasn't, that I would never be, trying to make my voice different when it was already my voice and already trying to say things like somebody else would say it when I was already speaking in my voice, in what I had to say. And so this thing about the unconscious and how we tap into it and what it believes and how we talk to it has been something that has fascinated me for quite a long time. And so I am so glad we have our guest here today because I believe that's going to be a part of our conversation since he's a hypnotherapist and a psychotherapist. What a great conversation we're going to have around those kinds of things. And also a little later on, live music here on the Life Changes Show with Ben Karen in the studio. All when we come back right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark Lejeune.
Wow, this is something we talk about often. So I'm really excited for tonight.
Yeah, and we talk about, but we haven't talked about it a lot on the show.
On the show, exactly. We talk about it almost every day we go into, yeah. into this kind of thing. But it's also interesting that for those listeners that have been so consistent with us and listening to your monologues, almost all the time there's some sort of something that you're tapping into unconsciously in the information of the night, in some sort of resonance with what they've been through or their story or somebody they know. Or so it's very interesting that you use that for your monologue as well.
And it's nice to know that the unconscious can serve. And that's the whole purpose, right. I think, eventually. So we have here, he's a multi-time author, a multi-book author. He has, gosh, so much. He's a retired deputy sheriff, a retired police sergeant, a retired Episcopalian priest. He's a clinical psychologist and a hypnotherapist now, primarily. We welcome to the show Dr. David James. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So what did you hear me say?
That the mind is a terrible master, but a wonderful servant.
Ooh.
Yeah, that wow. You can Ooh. Tap the mind and make powerful and lasting change. And that it's important to listen daily, hourly, with each breath, to the stories you're telling yourself. Mm. Because the stories you tell yourself, your body's listening. Even the cells in your body, we now know, respond to the messages that we give. So, that was a wonderful monologue, and it really set the stage, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you. We're going to be talking about this book, and of course, right away, this last book of yours, right away, you touch right upon it, Discovering Your Magnificent Mind, Finding Freedom, Prosperity, and Healing. You mean freedom, prosperity, and healing is in my mind?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting that if you want to look at the body, it's the palette upon which the mind plays. I should write that down. I've never used that.
I'll write it down for you. Okay. You keep
Thank
talking.
You.
And I'm serious.
That the mind is, we know, not just located in the head or even in the body. Now we know, thanks to all of the fascinating discoveries through quantum physics, that the mind is actually part of the field of which we all share together. So even in the book, Discover Your Magnificent Mind, there was a little bit of a fuss with the publisher because the front cover has a picture of a man with a brain. And I said, you know, the mind is not in the brain. The mind is certainly uses the brain to do much of its work, but it really is beyond. And it's in a universal mind, and it's in transcendent mind, and it's in the field, using the quantum physics phrase. So
as a master clinician and communicator, David shows us how to tap the unused powers of our minds to achieve health, abundance, success, and a happy life. Now, this was said by Joe Tabanella, a motivational speaker. So in my story, for example, I was telling my mind that I want to be that. In other words, I'm not that, is what I was telling myself.
Correct. Yeah.
And that was coming from my unconscious, because I don't remember registering that as a child.
Well, and what we know is that from 0 to 9, kids just absorb everything, and which is why, if you're a parent and you're listening here, it is so important to be nourishing your kids with just the right kinds of messages of affirmation and belief and potentiality and possibility and challenge and grace in life, because it's just all being absorbed, and it's forming subconscious programs. And for the rest, all the people I work with in my office, we are dealing very often with these programs that until they get into the trance state, into the hypnotic state, they're not even aware they're there. They know that life is not working for some reason. Mm. But until they get in there, and we see that at 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, there was this imprint of negativity from, you'll never be this, you haven't got the voice for that. Mm-hmm. I'm one that my mom, who's now in heaven and we're well reconciled, thank you very much, is that was, you know, David, you're so lazy. You know, you have so much potential, but you're so lazy. Mm-hmm. And so now I've had 4 careers and I'm not lazy, but still, that was the message, you know.
And do you know that, though?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah,
now you know.
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear it. And I often tell my clients, when they're talking about the kind of the negative self-talk that goes on all the time, I say, what accent does your critical voice have? Mine was, every time I hear myself with a critical voice, it's a British accent, because my mom was from England.
Oh.
And so I use that as a metaphor, as a teaching tool to help them start to unpack, because the experience of self-discovery that happens through the hypnotic state, because as you start to go into the layers of the personality, into the layers of the heart, what you begin to understand is that everything that you've ever wanted to be, you already are in many ways, and that what you're doing is you're calling that to yourself now. And so, you know, much of what was it when Michelangelo sculpted that masterpiece, David? You know, he was quizzed. He said, "How did you do that? It was magnificent." He says, "Oh, it was always there. I just liberated the statue from the rock."
Oh, nice.
And that's really kind of a wonderful metaphor for our lives as well, is that, you know, our potentiality, our possibility, our purpose, our grace, our power is already there. And we have all these layers of operations. And so one of the things that I do in the hypnotic work is to help people kind of peel that stuff away.
Nice.
To liberate them from the rock. I love that.
So you, if you imprinted you are lazy, then you, that might explain some of all of these careers that you've had. Now, you also said that your dad was a cop. So, or in our conversation before the show. So I'm thinking, was that also an imprint that I want to be like dad and I want to be a cop?
I think it was. Yeah. As I said, I've had really two formative adult relationships as a kid. And one was my dad, who was an LA sheriff, and the other was my aunt, his sister, who was a Roman Catholic nun. And I can point to causal relationships in my life that that the power of these relationships for me. One that was the movement towards law enforcement and wanting to be like dear old dad, you know. But then also later in life moving into the professionally spiritual realm or the religious realm and becoming a priest was kind of following this other invitation, but it came through the causal relationship. So yeah, on the one hand, imprint probably, but on the other hand, I believe, as we said earlier today, that we are resonant creatures, resonant beings. Mm-hmm. So we call to us the kinds of people that help us discover our destiny in our life.
And it's part of, it's been part of your mission. You have been able to help so many people because of this path that you've had.
Certainly. I have entrees. As a matter of fact, in the book, in the testimonial page, one very gracious person wrote, you know, "I don't think I would have ever consulted the average hypnotherapist, but with David's background, I thought he had some life experiences, so I decided to take a shot."
Nice. Nice. And actually, that's very apropos, because I know that your first two books are about the spiritual life of men. And I think it's really interesting that how do you put it, that as men, we are allowed two emotions?
Well, I've said the average American male is allowed two emotions, lust and anger, you know, the John Wayne image.
Yeah.
And yet we have this whole palette of creative passion and emotion and connectivity that the average American man hasn't been able to explore. And so my work as a priest was very much involved with men's work. I taught it in the United States and in Canada. I did retreats for men, sometimes up to 10,000 in the Anaheim Convention Center, or as intimate as 10 people in a room. But it was always about helping men discover a deeper sense of moving beyond gender and cultural constricts and helping them move into something a little more deeply authentic.
And you're not just talking grown men can't cry kind of thing. There's a whole palette of emotions.
There is.
Yeah, that are missing.
Yeah. You know, we have men who have poetry inside them and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to express it. They don't know how to experience it. You know,
can't tell anybody.
Yeah, you know,
that
because
it's even there.
That's what girls do, you know, or that kind of, you know, that whole stereotypical, like I said, the John Wayne archetype in the American consciousness of the American man.
Yeah. You're not putting down John Wayne, though, right?
Just a little.
I heard he was a poet.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He very well have been, but he played for USC, so.
There it comes.
That's a whole other story right there. Well, actually, speaking of stories, when we come back, we want to and go into Discover Your Magnificent Mind, the book, and learn more about what is in these pages, and also learn what happens during one of these experiences with you. We could understand if we came to you as a cop, what you would help us with, or as a sheriff, and even as an Episcopalian church, those of us who have been raised religious, a lot of people are afraid of this hypnotherapy thing, and psychology, it's been around for a long time, but even that. So as much as we can touch on that when we come back, and then again, live music here in the studio with Ben Caron, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I've seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Dr. David James, who has written a book, among others, Discovering Your Magnificent Mind, Finding Freedom, Prosperity, and Healing. We've been talking a little bit about the mind, and now we're kind of going to go underneath it. Like, is that a good way to describe what hypnotherapy is? Like, yeah, underneath the mind, right? That's just...
Well, we're certainly engaging it. We only have one mind, of course. But hypnotic theory says, of course, there's two parts to it. The conscious mind, which is our day-to-day mind, and that's about 7% of our mind power.
It's where
7%. Logic, our rational ability, our decision-making, our willpower, 7%.
Right, and all the rest is junk.
And the rest is where the power is, in the subconscious mind, at the 93%. That's where habit, life script, in other words, what life means to me is, emotions, our physiological responses. I mean, it's all in the subconscious mind. So are we going underneath it, or are we dancing with it? Maybe that might be a better metaphor.
I like that. So how do we dance with it first in our day-in-day life, and then how do we do it technically with you?
We are well served when we remember that we are a wealth of possibility, that we are a wealth of presence, we are a wealth of opportunity, that we are a wealth because we're connected not only with our own deeper mind, but with the universal mind, with the field, as I said earlier. And so as we begin to realize that we are more than just that 7% mind, more than just our logic, more than just our decision-making power, more than just our rational analytical ability, and start to get in touch with the symbolic world. The language of the subconscious mind is the symbolic, which is why we have these dreams about flying poodles with peanut butter and undecipherable kinds of
things. Oh my God, I had that yesterday.
And I can tell you, I can tell you exactly what it means, and then I'm going to run out of the studio after that. So, so getting in touch with the symbolic. I mean, that's why music, you know, this wonderful music we have moves us. That's why art moves us. Why poetry moves us. That's why great stories move us, because they're touching the subconscious part of us, the powerful part of us. Mm. So as we are more aware of the broadened base of who we are, then we're going to lead a richer life, just generally speaking.
And what we choose to dance with, it might be the journey that we either choose or is part of our path, because I'm thinking what I left out of the monologue on purpose is that there were the people who said, during those years, 0 to 9, Filippo's got such a beautiful voice, and Filippo's such a great this, and that. I left that out of my story, not just the monologue, but my whole story from, you know, 9 to whenever I decided to include it.
Right. And in some ways, I think it's how life happens, though. I think life is an unfolding for us that, as we said before the show, the kinds of spiritual journeys that I undertake now would be almost unthinkable 25, 30 years ago in my life. Mm. The potentials and possibilities for relationships that I have now, I would have not been able to handle 25 or 30 years ago. So I think there is an unfolding sense in which life continues to invite us, to woo us, to entice us into greater depth. You know, Carl Jung said that if you get fully enlightened, then you're gone in 3 days. He said, the earth can't handle fully enlightened people. So for most of us, we're on this journey, and like I said, being enticed by life to believe and to experience and to discover.
So over a dozen times or so, you have done this pulling action with your arms and hands towards yourself. And it reminds me that before the show, we were talking about the power of the law of attraction, mm-hmm. and that power, and you were doing the same kind of thing. So it ties in. Right?
Absolutely. It ties in. And I used to be a preacher, so I used all my hands.
If only there were a camera on you.
That's right. The law of attraction is a very, very popular subject of study right now in personal development fields. And of course, as a life coach, you know this. And what's often misunderstood about the law of attraction is that we think that if we can just think hard enough about getting something we want, that it will come to us under the law of attraction.
And that's, which is what we're doing with the 7% of
the 7% mind. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The law of attraction says, no, we get not what we want, but we get what we are. We get the energy that we're putting out is what's coming back to us. So if we want love, love has to go out. You know, you can't be a SOB mm-hmm. and expect love to come back at you. I mean, there may be wonderful opportunities for that in your life, but that the law of attraction says that what you are radiating, what you are emanating, what you're resonating out is what comes back to you.
Or you get love from another SOB.
How that works? And then you're both miserable.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're working a radio show. No, I'm kidding. So if, you know, if you are interested in prosperity and financial abundance, you know, what we're about hypnotically and the work that we do is finding out where in the subconscious mind those blocks are, because in that since we are abundant people by our very nature of our creation in this world, and since we have such unlimited possibility, if what we want is not coming to us, there's a block. And so there's things called like the Sedona method or the release technique or kind of some of the work we do hypnotically to help remove the blocks so that the flow of the energy can come. So getting really in touch and irradiating, if you would, the desire, so much so that whether you actually ever see it in the 3D world or not, didn't matter, because you're so abundant, you're so personally wealthy, you're so happy, you're so much love, that when it shows up in the outer world, you go, oh yeah, okay, cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's not so much just thinking and bringing it to you. You're radiating it out and it's coming back.
Nice. So let's talk about how to get into it via hypnosis. And of course, there are many different ways of doing hypnosis, but let's talk about if somebody came to you, what would you do with them to help them with certain things? Like what's the thing that you get most, people want to lose weight or people want a relationship? What is it?
Career? In America, not so much in Europe, but in America, the number one reason that people come to hypnotherapists is to stop smoking.
Stop smoking.
Number two is to lose weight. The number three kind of spreads out across fear of flying, fear of public speaking, wanting to increase the portfolio, find true love. But number one and two are pretty clearly stop smoking, wow, lose weight. Now, that's not often the case in my particular work because I'm part of the New Visions Medical Group down in Beverly Hills. And so we work with a lot of people who are coming off of drugs and alcohol. And so I do a lot of work helping reduce pain and anxiety reduction. And then with my outside clients, some of these other things. So it's a very particular focus kind of work that I do.
Okay. So let's pick something within the number three range that you want to talk about. And let's talk about the process.
Okay, let's say somebody has a fear of flying.
Okay.
Okay. That they've tried, they've gotten up to the airplane door and they just freeze and they can't get there and they're done.
Oh, wow.
And that happens, you know, they freeze up. So one of the first things we do when they come in is we have our first session is we have to dispel some myths about what hypnosis is, because most of us have seen the stage hypnosis show, barking like dogs, quacking like ducks, you know, falling asleep at the drop of the snap of the fingers. We have to dispel myths. You know, we have to help the client understand that when you learn how to use your mind more efficiently, more accurately, more powerfully, you don't lose control. You actually gain control.
Wait, because you said that, now all I can think of is I've always had the question, is that stuff real?
It can be. I mean, I'm trained in stage hypnosis and I've not done it. I've not done it much, but yeah, it's absolutely, it can be real. But one of the things that has to happen is that when you're on the stage as the hypnotist, you're out and looking at the audience for the people that are really having fun and they're shouting and you see they really want to participate. In other words, they want to be suggestible to you, because suggestibility is the connection. That's the way in. And so they want to come up on stage and have fun. And sometimes it's BS. I mean, maybe they're not hypnotized, but they're up on stage and they want to have fun. Mm-hmm. So it is enough in the kind of the collective mind that we have to dispel those kinds of myths.
Interesting. Okay. So, all right. So then back to.
Yeah. So dispelling the myths, you don't lose consciousness. You don't lose control. The hypnotic state is much more like a daydream. Very often people say, I don't think I could be hypnotized. And I say, do you watch movies? Yeah. When the movie's on, are you so absorbed that you forget about the neighbor next door or tomorrow's meeting at work or the terrible traffic on the way home tonight? Well, yeah. Then in that moment, you're in the hypnotic state.
Ah.
Yeah. When you're absorbed in the moment to the exclusion of everything else, that's the hypnotic state. It's if you do the functional MRI, that's the same brainwave state.
Wow.
As with hypnosis. So
no wonder some of us get upset when somebody starts to talk to us while we're watching a movie.
That's right. That darn 7% mind trying to interrupt my mind.
Well, and it happens right away, isn't it? There's a whole science to how quickly people can go into that state, certain music or certain speech patterns, right?
Because we do it every day.
Right.
Yeah, hypnosis is so normal and natural. We're in and out all day long.
Really?
Yeah, one of the most famous pioneers in hypnotherapy was a psychologist, Eric Erickson. And he said, most people walk around in trances of disempowerment.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Our
now.
Job
and
is
they
to
drive
pull them
like
out.
That too,
I was
right?
Say, look at everybody on the 405.
Yeah. Our job is to pull them out. Oh, there's my pulling again. Pull them out of that trance of disempowerment and activate the empowering pattern in their lives. So that's exactly what we do. So by convincing them to the degree that you can, that this is a normal and natural process, that it is really deep relaxation and focused attention that opens the magic door to the subconscious mind, then we're able to go in and do the dance.
And the dance is? Save it because I could tell you there's a story. All right. So we're talking about, obviously at this point, hypnotherapy. We're talking about Discovering Your Magnificent Mind, Dr. David James's latest book. You can get it as well as learn more about him and his practice in Beverly Hills, California, at davidjameshypnosis.com, davidjameshypnosis.com. And, of course, he's a speaker that speaks all over the country as well. So he's also can be heard in other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And how wonderful is that? Right now you're hearing him here live on the Life Changes Show. We'll be right back with a little bit more of Dr. David James and our musical guest, Ben Caron, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Dr. David James, who is a clinical hypnotherapist and a clinical psychologist. We're talking about his book, Discovering Your Magnificent Mind. It's available at his website, davidjameshypnosis.com, as well as all kinds of information about him there. A couple of videos as well. And also, the book is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. So I don't know what you're doing to me. Are you hypnotizing me? Is that what's going on? Actually, it doesn't work that way, does it?
It does not work. Okay. It requires active, willing participation.
Right.
You know, if somebody comes up to me with their arms crossed and says, you know what? You can't hypnotize me. I say, amen, brother.
You're right. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But, and we used to think that there was kind of a percentage of the population that couldn't. But now we know, unless there's some particular brain problem, that anybody that wants to can. It's just a, it's just the matter of the skill and technique of getting them in, because we process information differently as people sometimes. So we have to find the way that's best to get you into that state of deep relaxation and focused attention, so that as the subconscious mind opens, reveals itself to us, we can change software out, kind of in this computer age. We can use, you know, that the analogy of software changes. You know, we can disable and enable.
So I've had the opportunity of being on both sides of this, actually, as a therapist myself and also as a client. I could say there's nothing scary about it except what you might find out.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I tell my clients, you know, dispelling these myths from the stage show, I said, is you will not, when you're in the hypnotic state, you will not blurt out secrets. They may come to you. Because as you open your mind to yourself and yourself to your mind, you'll start to have a greater breadth of understanding of your life. But you don't have to blurt out, when I was three, I kissed the dog. I mean, that's totally up to you. But yeah, I mean, things can come. But again, as the client, you're the one that's in control. And my job is to facilitate the journey for you.
So as long as we're dispelling myths, you don't take out your pocket watch and start to go, you're getting very sleepy.
No. I have a clock on the wall that I use instead.
Oh, seriously?
No, I'm kidding. No, there's a number of techniques. But again, all with the idea of just helping somebody focus. That's what we're trying to do. Deep relaxation, focused attention.
Okay, and so as they come out of this, what are some of the things that you walk them through to help them change their life? Well, on their way out, actually, of their issues, what could they find out that helps them?
They can discover, perhaps for the first time, that they really have the power to change their own life. Like I said, my job is the facilitator. I'm not the great healer that you come to my office. There are plenty of those people that I have great respect for. But my job is to teach you how to do this. And so part of what we do is teach our clients how to do self-hypnosis so that they're not dependent on coming into the office. But it really is a journey of entering into this precious, non-repeatable moment. And in that moment, allow the mystery to be revealed, to allow pain to be released, to allow fear to be let go of, because pain and fear are behind so much of what blocks us to begin with, to allow these to go, and then in that, start to see dreams come true.
So the person who is afraid of getting on the plane might experience why, as a child, they might have had that and forgot about, or even as a young adult, or they might see that it's irrational and that they can solve it there. Or
if we were doing traditional psychotherapy, we might take 35 sessions to talk about why you're afraid of getting on the plane. But as a hypnotherapist, we are what we call subconscious behaviorists. So we go right to the symptom. We get them into state. You're walking up to the plane, starting to feel the shakes coming on, the sweating, the fear. And then we engage a process called systematic desensitization, where we actually say, okay, now we're going to let it pass. We're back. Feel the chair, the office. Yeah. Breathing. Okay. Letting it relax, relax, relax. Okay. You're getting back on the plane. Starting to get worried again. Relax. So it's a matter of reprogramming. So it's called systematic desensitization.
It's like the dancing with the unconscious mind at that point. Subconscious mind.
It is.
Interesting, fascinating. We don't talk about this enough. I'm so glad that you've been here so that we could talk about this. It's great to meet you and connect with you, and I look forward to many more conversations with you in the future.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. Yeah,
Dr.
I'm glad to be here.
David James, happy to have you here. Discovering Your Magnificent Mind, Finding Freedom, Prosperity, and Healing. Get it at davidjameshypnosis.com, or learn more about him or see him. davidjameshypnosis.com. Thank you. And with that, we have some shout outs and our favorite segment, the Ask Dorothy segment.
We do. And we have one very special shout out tonight. Robbie Motter has been a longtime fan of the Life Changes show and of our very own host, Filippo Voltaggio. We are very grateful to Robbie for nominating Filippo for the Lifetime Achievement Award through the Corporation for National and Community Service. And he's received this award through her efforts and his lifelong commitment to building a stronger nation through volunteer service. So congratulations, Filippo. What an amazing honor. And I'd like to say a little bit more that Robbie Motter has served for over 19 years as the National Association for Female Executives Western and Mid-Atlantic Regional Coordinator, and last year became the NAFI Global Coordinator, where she gets to interact with all NAFI members all over the country. You can check out NAFI National at www.nafe.com and also www.wnafe.com website. It's the largest global network for women and is headquartered in New York. And they just celebrated their 45th year of serving women. So congratulations, and what a fantastic honor.
Thank you, Mark, for mentioning it. And thank you, Robbie Motter, and the NAFI women. And now? I don't, what am I supposed to say? Here, hold on, let me take a bow. It's an honor. Thank you. And now, Ask Dorothy.
Now for our Ask Dorothy segment. Dorothy, Robert from Santa Cruz asks, Dorothy, I'm surrounded by negative people in the workplace. These people are depressed and focused on fear. I've always been upbeat and have always looked on the bright side of things. I love my job. My belief is that anything and everything is possible if we align with a positive outlook. However, I am beginning to believe that depression could be contagious because lately it has been harder to lift myself up to a happier place where I am surrounded by these people. Can depression be contagious? And if so, how do I not take it on?
Thank you, Robert, for this very important question. Depression can definitely be contagious because we're more often than not influenced by the people around us. However, by no means am I suggesting you avoid your coworkers or find another job since you state that you love this one. You have chosen this group of people to work with for reasons which will become clearer as you discover how to stay in your heart and be the very best Robert that you can be. It will take determination and perseverance to remain immune to the depression. And because of your personal outlook, I feel you will succeed. Therefore, I ask you to remember that you are the power in your world. And although it will take extra effort on your part to avoid becoming depressed, you can do it by remaining aware that their negativity is not your truth. It is a good idea to make a conscious effort to disagree internally when you hear negativity. Whether you voice the disagreement to the other person or persons is up to you, as it might not always be necessary or wise to do so. Since you are organically optimistic and positive, be careful to concentrate on yourself and catch and correct your own negativity immediately. This will help you avoid becoming depressed. Let's remember that optimism and positivity can be contagious too. By staying optimistic and positive, you are being the change you wish to see in the world. I encourage you to be as cheerful and enthusiastic about your job as possible and believe that this can bring about positive change in your workplace.
Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, simply write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. That's askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. Okay, well, we'll be right back with our musical guest, Ben Caron, here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Dr. David James. Joining us in the studio is a singer, songwriter, and so much more. In fact, he calls himself a creator, a performer, and a community leader. We welcome Ben Caron back to the show. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And tell us, what do you mean by creator, performer, and community leader?
What I've been finding of late is that my calling is larger, perhaps, than just being a singer or a songwriter. A lot of what I do through the vehicle of music is lead and organize people towards a different way of thinking, a different way of being. And so for me, I'm trying to think bigger than than maybe the idea of just being a singer or a songwriter, but utilizing music as a way of moving the masses in a different direction or in a more loving, positive direction.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, that ties in perfectly to everything we've been talking about. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to be hypnotized with some wonderful music by you. What are we going to hear first?
This first song is called Love is on the Rise, and it's really about what I just spoke on.
Thank you for saying that.
It is. I see it every day.
Well, thank you for seeing it. Because like we were talking about, it could be right in our face and we cannot see it unless we have it in us. And we know you have it in you. So
yes,
Love is on the Rise. Here is Ben Caron singing for us live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. Love is on the Rise.
Sisters and brothers, do you hear the calling? The shackles are breaking, the walls, they are falling. A higher vibration is waking the nation. The lovers are leading soul liberation. Grandmothers and fathers, we honor your movement. You fight for reform, your quest for improvement. The love that you gave will both save and unite us. Your vision of freedom will lift us and guide us. Oh, love can conquer, love can shift tides, love can open minds. What we dream is soon to be. Seek your assistance. Be here in this room, be present and listen. Put your hand on your heart, let it start to beat louder. Now let me your voice sing out and sing prouder. With every breath and every thought spread, hoping every moment that you got. We're only offered so much time, so spend it being gracious, being kind. Don't be afraid to sing along, cause worlds can change by voices raising song.
Ben Caron,
nice.
You are so good.
Thank you.
No, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Ben Caron. Learn more about Ben Caron at Ben Caron, spelled BenCaron. BenCaronCreates.com. BenCaronCreates.com. Of course, his music is available at all kinds of things. If you go to our website, or his, actually, he'll find all kinds of links to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can follow him, and you're always performing all over the place. Did I read someplace that you have a CD coming out, or you're working on what was?
I released a CD in August, which is available anywhere you can hear music on the internet, basically, at this point. So you're welcome to buy it or just stream it if you'd like. So you can hear it now. It's called King Benjamin's Royal Heart.
King Benjamin's Royal Heart.
Yes, sir.
And King Benjamin refers to?
King Benjamin refers to the most actualized, best version of me. I call him King Benjamin. I'm into this movement called Avatarism, which is about envisioning yourself as sort of that ultimate realization of yourself. And so King Benjamin's Royal Heart was an album I wrote with the idea that as my best self, if I'm living inside of my heart, that really there's nothing that's not possible for me and for me to create in the world. So that's really what the album's about.
Nice. Fantastic. Now, you also, you studied classically. I remember talking about this with you before.
Yeah.
But you learned that you wanted to give something else and not just the voice. What are you giving as far as you're concerned?
Well, for me, I feel like the role of the artist in our species is to function as pure or clear of a vessel, a channel as possible in order to channel through, you know, light, love, whatever you want to call it, divine messaging. And so for me, it became a lot more than the technical or a lot more than the performative, but it became about what can I bring through me, through these gifts that I've been given? Because that must be why I'm here, if that's why I was given these gifts. So that's what it is to me.
Nice. Very well put.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Okay. All right. So we get to hear another song.
Yeah, you do. I wanted to contrast a little bit. And so this next song is called Lay Down Your Head. It's from the album. And it's really about holding space for the people in our lives and for ourselves when we are suffering or struggling. And one of the lyrics is, the war will not be won outright. And that's about allowing space for the process, allowing space for people to have all parts of themselves and to be able to process through the things they need to.
Can I ask you, because I know your parents are here today.
Yeah, they are.
That's a very special thing to have them here in town and in the studio.
Yeah.
Where did this all come from?
Where did I, my,
your,
this,
this
point
consciousness,
of view?
Yes.
Well, definitely from my parents, for sure. I think when I was growing up, my parents really instilled in me in the values of being a kind and compassionate and caring person, a person of service. My mom's a nurse. She's of service every day. And so for me, it's really just a continuation of the values that they instilled me with when I was growing up.
Nice.
Well, shout out to George and Michelle Karen.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Love you both.
This is a beautiful moment. A non-repeatable moment, as Dr. David James would say. Well, with that, we're going to hear
Lay Down Your Head. Yes, sir.
Okay. Here is Ben Caron singing Lay Down Your Head live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Through the door with pain in your eyes, he's done it again, he pushed you aside. Come sit next to me, you don't have to hide. My patience is free, my love will abide. Lay down your head and rest your heart, and I will hold it through the night. Give me your tears. our time. This war will not be won outright. This war will not be won outright. This war will not be won outright. Thought you'd be the sun, you'd brighten his sky. He made you the moon, your place is the night. The God on its truths, you're not getting by. That light you once knew has started to die. Lay down your head and rest your heart, and I will hold it through the night. Give me your tears and take your time. This war will not be won outright. This war will not be won outright. Take a stand in this fight. Choose a man who treats you right. Demand that he stand by your side by light of day or dark of night. Take a stand in this fight. Choose a man who treats you right. Demand that he stand by your side by light of day. Rest your heart, and I will hold it through the night. Give me your tears and take your time. This war will not be won outright.
Wow. Wow.
That was right.
Ben Caron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Learn more about Ben Caron at bencaroncreates.com. His album is King Benjamin's Royal Heart. Thank you for sharing with us your royal heart today.
Thank you. Like thanks for creating space.
Like a true community leader.
Yes, what a beautiful thing. And we have to thank Tess Cacciatore for bringing you back to the show.
Thank you, Tess
Cacciatore. And thank you to my friend and Dr. David James's friend, Will Peterson, for bringing Dr. David James to the show. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
And so once again, thank you, Ben Caron. Thank you, Dr. David James. What a special show this has been. I want to give a big thanks to Brent Hahn here, our technical director at Studio NoHo.
And thank you, Brent.
A big thank you to BBS Radio Network and Doug Newsom there for being our program manager. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, Mark Legere, our producer, and myself, your host, Filippo Voltaggio, we're all here to remind you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.